Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for What's Up, starring Jack and Dick Watts, the dynamic duo of deplorables who come to you each and every week to tell you of the truth, to fight for justice and the American way, which, by the way, hangs by a thread precariously as the convoy of 14,000 Guatemalans headed by the Guatemalan flag march to our southern border, which remains unprotected without the wall that we have fought so hard to get, but still is not a reality. And if you think that doesn't make me mad, baby. And my guess is it makes my brother Richard furious too. What about it, Dick?
I don't know. Wouldn't you come up with 14,000? They're still talking about 7,200.
This is
keeps growing by the
thousands. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. The Daily Caller is reporting that it's 14,000, and they're trying to keep the numbers down. Now that's the bad news. You want to know some good news about this? Here it is. There's a Category 4 hurricane on the West Coast. Yeah. Wilma. And it's headed straight across Mexico, where they are. And, my guess is 15 inches of rain will dampen their enthusiasm considerably.
Might also dampen their ability to breathe too.
Well,
a lot of
this is going to be. I have no pity. I don't care what happens to these people. I have no. Oh, these poor people. Oh, I got none of that. Zero. Zip. Nada. I don't care what happens to them. They are an absolute drain upon the American society. They come in, they're unskilled. Almost all of them are young men who have left everything behind, including their wives and children, and they're marching. How many of them are MS? How many MS-13? How many of them are ISIS and other
ISIS.
Things? I don't know. Tired of it.
Well, you know,
tired
that,
of these,
you know, that
theatrics.
If there's that many of them, that there's a smattering of everything in there. You know, the thing that bothers me as much as anything, though, is they're coming to this country because they've been not treated well in their country. But what's at the front of all of these lines? Their country's flag.
Their country's flag.
Yeah. Give me a break. Yeah.
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 And you know what? Trump is saying I'm cutting off their aid. And I think that he should do it immediately. Don't give them a dime.
Yeah.
Let those governments, you know, they want our money, and then the whole thing is a mess, and it is galling. And to see this armada of needy young people who should be trying to make their own countries better,
yeah,
are coming here to just bring us down. I don't want it. I don't want any part of it. Do you know anybody that does?
Well, I can't. I find it hard to believe because all you see is these people walking. Are you telling me that all of these people, 7,000 to 14,000, whatever it is, how are they being fed? Where are they getting water? I mean, this is Mexico, Guatemala. It's hot down there. So is this is all being done by, is this by Soros, by that group of people like that?
Yeah.
That, I mean, you see trucks with little bottles of water and whatever, but still, it just seems to me that, you know, it's hard to believe that these people just decided to walk. So, you know, somebody's behind it, and they'll eventually find out who. But as I sit here now, you know, that's one thing to do the money, and that's going to hurt their countries. I think the other thing that Trump's going to do, and he's talked about it, is bring the military there. Not the National Guard, not guys that don't know what they're doing, the weekend warriors. I'm talking about the Army, the Marines, yes, and say, you people wanted to push through those few cops down in Mexico. See if you're going to get through these lines. Just have them turn back. Turn them back. That's all.
Mm-hmm. This is going to turn, you know, violent.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, if you got to open up a couple of tanks on them, well, so be it. You know, I mean, if you have to have an F-15 drop a couple of, dirt bombers, spread them out, well, hey, you know, I'm only kidding. But it does seem that this has done nothing more than completely rile up the Republicans. But you know what? It has also got the independents really furious over this whole thing, saying Trump got, one of the things Trump got elected on was to put that wall up. And the Democrats him and hawed over that, wouldn't give him the money. Well, now this is coming to fruition real quick that they might not have such a blue wave after all. Maybe it's not even a wave. Maybe it's more like a trickle here and there. But people are fed up with this horse maneuver. They really are.
Well, blue wave, let's talk about both houses. In the Senate, on Real Clear Politics, they're saying that it's going to be 53-47 Republicans, so that's a net pickup of two. I think that it's going to be as much as 55-45, and it could be even a little bit better than that. Now, here are the, you know, they're saying that Tester is going to stay in Montana. I don't think Trump would have gone there twice if the chances of beating him were not just really good. Although Trump just absolutely despises John Tester because of what happened, you know, with Dr. Ronny Jackson and that whole thing, and lying about him and knowing it was lying. And now Tester's back there saying it wasn't me at all. Of course, they've got him on tape that it was.
Yeah.
I think the people of Montana are going to see through that and jump on him. And, you know, in Real Clear Politics, they are giving Indiana to Donnelly that he will win. And there's not one poll that has him over 50%. And, you know,
Is Donnelly the Democrat?
And he went out, you know, and he voted for Gorsuch, but he voted against Kavanaugh. So did Claire McCaskill in, so did Heidi Heitkamp in South Dakota. And South Dakota is, I mean, she's like, the sitting senator is like 12 points behind the Republican. Now, in Indiana.
Jackie, do me a favor, because a lot of people across the country, other than their own state, like I have Pocahontas running against Deal, they don't know which is the Democrat and which is the Republican. So when you say Heidi Heitkamp, you got to say she's the Democrat.
She is the sitting senator for North Dakota, and she is a Democrat, and she's running against Kevin Cramer. And this is Cramer with a C, not with a K, like the Cramer that was in Seinfeld. And, you know, Kevin Cramer is up by, he's up by as much as 16 points. So she's done. There's just, you know, there's nothing that could happen, I don't believe, that would keep her thing. And John Tester in Montana is a two-term Democrat, and you know, he's kind of like, well, I'm just my own guy. I'm a good old boy Democrat, and you know, I'm not for all. He votes for Schumer and them all the time, but you know, maintains that he's a real Westerner. Well, he's not, and you know, and he's being. A guy named Matt Rosendale is a Republican that's running against him. And, you know, the thing is that they're saying that this is going to, you know, stay with the Democrats. But when I look at the polling information, there isn't anything that's more recent than over a month ago. And Tester was only up by 4 points, and he's not reached the threshold of 50%. Now, that's the thing with, you know, if they hit the 50 and they're an incumbent, well, they're going to win. But if it doesn't, then that is something that is a significant difficulty for them. All right. So now let's go to where, you know, the Democrats have thought they were going to make just this really big insurgence, and that's in the state of Texas. They were going to flip Texas and knock out Cruz, Ted Cruz, who's a Republican. And the guy that before Trump won, we were for him right to begin with, because he's such a constitutionalist and he's a strong conservative. I like Ted Cruz, and, you know, it's like, we're going to take this seat with Beto O'Rourke. And Beto O'Rourke, you know, they thought, okay, that's a great name, kind of like Barack Obama, you know, something different. So we'll win with a name like Beto O'Rourke, and he's a nice-looking guy. You know, been in and out of jail like about four times. Got a not just a DUI, but he had a bad wreck and left the scene of the accident. You know, because his, you know, his dad's big politician, big wealthy. You know, never had any consequences. Kind of like in your home state with who was it? Oh yeah, that's right, Teddy Kennedy, who never paid the consequence for his things, not even close. But in Texas, Cruz is over the 50% thing and has been the entire month of October. So, you know, if you're the incumbent and you've got over 50%, you're going to win. And you know, now they've got him by 7%. I told people that I think that Cruz will win 55-45 against Beto O'Rourke because, you know, Beto O'Rourke is for open borders. They've got all these people marching, and where are they going to march to? Are they going to march to southern Texas, or are they going to march to, you know, New Mexico, Arizona, or California? We don't absolutely know which yet, but, you know, it's a huge problem in Texas, and I mean a huge, huge problem. But, you know, for sure, Cruz is going to win that one. And so, you know,
Gunfeld said that Beto O'Rourke, his nickname should just be Master. He just said that on television.
No.
Yeah. And the place went crazy. He's at Tech. There, the five is at Southern Methodist University.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, I know. Oh my goodness, Dick.
Yeah,
that one's worthy of you and me.
Yeah.
I mean that.
Dana Perino was sitting there, and I don't think I've ever seen the whites of her eyes quite so much.
Did she laugh or was she horrified?
Oh my God! Yes, they all did it. You know, it was funny. The whole crowd got it pretty quick too, and it was pretty funny. Oh, the nicknames, unbelievable. Now it's Texas Ted. I mean, yeah, Texas Ted Cruz. So that's Trump's new name, rather than Lion Ted.
if he hears Master Beto, he Trump will pick up on that one. I mean, that is, you talk about something absolutely eviscerate somebody. That is the best one I have heard, period. It's better than Pocahontas.
Yeah.
And I love Pocahontas or Crooked Hillary. And I love Crooked Hillary.
Yeah.
All right, now let's go real quick here to Indiana, because that's a real important seat. And Indiana went for Trump by like about 16 or 17%, and Trump has brought back manufacturing jobs to the state of Indiana. They are having an economic boom in that state. Well, Donnelly, who's the Democrat, who is who is winning, they say is going to win, is only averaging 43% a week and a half or 2 weeks out of the away from the election. I'd say that is some pretty
sounds
bad,
like,
news
awesome
for him. And yeah.
Yeah.
And Braun, who is the Republican candidate, is a pretty good campaigner. So they say that that it'll be a safe seat for Donnelly. I don't think so at all. And I mean, that just absolutely blows me away. And you think that, like, well, the other one that they are giving to the Democrats that, you know, that I don't think is real is the state of Florida. Now, you know, they say that Bill Nelson, who's the Democrat senator and a former astronaut, but he's like in his 80s. It's running against Rick Scott, who is the current governor and been a good governor. And
who's saying that it's going to be Democrat? Who's this?
Real Clear Politics.
Who's saying that? Oh.
Real Clear Politics.
I haven't heard that.
Yeah, that's Yeah, that's their, you know, this is their kind of, you know, they don't, it isn't that they have one poll. They take all the polls and they pull them together and have a real clear politics average. And that's kind of the key for what's happening. But Nelson is, you know, he's under 50%. He's over 50%, one of them. But he's kind of like Hillary. He's a, you know, lazy campaigner, and he's old. He's old. He really shouldn't be running this time. And, you know, and it isn't he's pretty liberal, but he's not a bad guy. I mean, he's a real decent human being and has served this nation well. You know, he's liberal. But he's not as bad as some of them, and you know.
Too many New Yorkers in Florida now. Way too many people from up north. Yeah. Yeah.
That's true. That's absolutely true. But we've got.
That's in Florida. You know, doesn't Scott have a budget deficit? Surplus in the state. Haven't they? And they don't even have an income tax, and he's got a surplus. And this other guy will give it away in a heartbeat.
Oh, well, that's the governor's race, and that's against the Democrat was the mayor of Tallahassee, and he's running against the congressman.
DeSantis.
Yeah, DeSantis, Ron DeSantis, and it's and the FBI is investigating this corrupt mayor of Tallahassee, who is running this enormous deficit, and you know, and has done all kinds of graft and corruption, but that doesn't seem to make any difference. He's winning.
Strange world, honest to God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not good.
Sometimes you get surprised, though, you know?
Yeah.
They said, I saw something somewhere that said that like maybe over 30% of independents haven't made up their mind yet, which
no.
It seems to be in any race could change the outcome of a race.
Well, yeah. That is, and you know what's going to change their mind is this armada that's headed our way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. Man. Amazing.
Yeah. What's amazing is that these people actually think that they're going to get into this country and go right on to welfare. That's what they want.
Yeah.
I saw a beautiful thing, a beautiful statement on, it might have been Facebook or Twitter, I don't know what, said, you know, they're always saying that this country needs all of these immigrants like this to come to this country because there's so many jobs that Americans won't do. Well, if that's true, why are all of these people on welfare?
Well, and here's the other thing. There are 330 some odd million people in the United States now that we know about, and there may be a whole lot more that we don't. And we have roads that are built for about 250 million. So you get even in small towns, there's congestion. Where you live, you have to plan your day around the traffic patterns.
Absolutely.
So do I.
Yeah.
You know, you remember when we were going out to my daughter's house, it took us nearly 2 hours. And that was 30 miles.
Because
there's so many people. We got too many people. I said, oh, we're all for immigrants. I'm not for immigrants. We don't need any more people. We need better roads. We need to make America, you know, to where it works. We're making some strides, but why, and it's just like, oh, well, that's just a terrible thing that you're against them. Yes. We have a few.
Yeah.
You know, if we need some people, skilled people, we don't need thousands and hundreds and millions of unskilled people. You know what we got in? We got unskilled people that graduating high school that can't read. What the hell do we need more people like that for? I sit and I talk to people with degrees, some of them from Ivy League schools, and they don't know basic history about anything. You get this, you know, this fool from Brooklyn who, you know, Estacio or Tez Cortez, whatever.
Cortez.
And she says, well, I don't really know much about, you know, world politics. Well, she just got her degree from international politics from City College of New York. She ought to know something.
That's funny.
And it's like, what do they know? They know that Trump's evil. They know that he's a bad man and they don't want him. Okay, why? Well, because he's evil and he's a bad man. Well, what is it about him that's evil? That he's evil. And that he's not nice and says bad things about people. Okay, I'll give you that one. But has he done any good? Well, no, he's not. We need somebody like Barack Obama that the world respects. And said, well, the world was taking advantage of it. They love everybody that, you know, that's giving them something for nothing. Trump's got rocks. He's in there and he's saying, okay, you know what? You want American protection? Pay for it. You've had it for free for 75 years. Pay for it. Why should we pay for your stuff? And right now with Germany, they've got this line, you know, under the sea that's going directly from Russia to Germany to pump natural gas. And what's happening with that? They want us to pay for their protection from Russia while they are not using our thing and using Russia's. You know what I say? The hell with them. Either they can, you know, dance with who brought them to the dance, or they can do something else. Right. We got 1 minute left, and this is big time. The Red Sox are in the World Series, and this is wonderful. We are thrilled. What is your prediction?
Well, I think the Red Sox are going to win it in six, but I.
So do I.
I can't wait to see how these guys from L.A. like to be playing in it. Right now, it's 44 degrees here, and it's going down. So they're going to be freezing, whatever, and it's going to be
freezing their little cojones off. Well.
Yeah, you got that right.
All right, well, listen, we got to run. Next week, we'll talk about the House of Representatives. Let me just say, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. Good night.